The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi arriving from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to give him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least in the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd to my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and bring him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over a place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures, offering him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. You know, when I arrived at Holy Family 16 months ago, one of the things I love about this parish is how laid back we are and how friendly you all are. And it allows me to joke with you all a lot. But one thing I realize very quickly is in this area, do not ever make a joke about the Rose Parade. I got crucified my first month here last year when I did that. I didn't grow up with the Rose Parade. My mom went when she was in high school, and she spent the night on the street. She hated it, and because of that, she never brought her kids. Now, since I've been here, I've been invited to the parade many times, and there was a very, very persistent parishioner that was insistent that I go watch this parade, and he sold the deal with me, right? So you're not going to be on the street. You're going to have a good seat in a building watching it. But the reality is, I didn't think I could go because we have Mass on New Year's Day. But Father Leo overheard me say this, and he said, "Oh, don't worry. I'll do the Mass for you." And I thought, thanks a lot, Father Leo, right? Thank you, Father Leo. So I agreed to go, and I really realized that you can't just go to the parade. It's an experience, is it not? And for many of you, it's a family tradition that you've done year after year. And you know, you have to strategize how to get there. So I got invited to not only the parade, but some pre-parties, right? So a parishioner said, "Why don't you stop by my house at 5:30 a.m. and we'll have breakfast and we'll make sure that you get to your viewing location on time." So no problem, because you know I'm a morning person. I wake up 4:30 naturally every day. So woke up, did my morning prayers, took a shower, and I said, "You know what? It's the new year. I'm gonna walk to the Rose Parade, right?" So picture this. It's like 5 a.m. Father Ricky's outside in his collar. He's leaving the rectory and Holy Family, right? So I walked to my first stop, which is about 30 minutes away. And I get there. There's not a light on in their house. Not one light. I said, "I could ring the doorbell, or I could be nice and let me text to see if they're up. I texted. I waited, waited. I waited about 10 minutes. I said, I better go, because I promised I would get to this parade, all right? So I was walking, and, you know, picture this. I'm on Pasadena Avenue, right? And I have my collar in, and I'm walking, and everybody's excited, and they're saying, good morning, Father, good morning. I walked by some young men from the University of Oregon and said, pray for our football team. Obviously, my prayers didn't work for those poor guys. We were walking, and as we were getting closer to where I needed to be, there were more and more people excited and just really glad to be there. So I finally got to my destination, and I could tell right away that it was going to be a good time, but I knew I hit the jackpot, because when I got there, I was greeted with donuts and chorizo burritos. So it's a good way to start the year, right? So for all of us, we're on a journey towards heaven. It's like that morning. I got up early. I walked all the way from Holy Family to across from the Norton Simon Museum. And when I got to the site, it was good. And in life, we have to be reminded that every day is a journey. And we can have all the plans in the world, and we can think we know how our day is going to go. But just like that New Year's Day a few days ago, sometimes God's going to put us in a different direction. And he's going to put us on a different journey. And we're going to encounter new people along the way. And that's what we celebrate today in this Epiphany. That we, just like these three kings, are on a journey to see Jesus. And in that journey to see Jesus, we need to be open to where the Holy Spirit is leading us. So what can we learn from these kings? We can first learn to be prepared for the unexpected. We could wake up every day and have all the plans of the world, but sometimes we're so rigid, we're so stuck in our ways, that God is trying to pull us in a different direction, and we're not going to budge. We're not going to move, because I know what's best. So be open to movement in your life. I could have sat out there and waited until they woke up, but I probably would have missed the parade, right? You should have seen when they called me how panicked they were. I was like, your poor pastor is outside with nobody to let him in. You know me, Mexican guilt is very real, all right? But I ended up, I got there, right? It's the same for us. You're going to get to heaven, but be prepared for the unexpected. I also learned that morning, we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving forward. You know, we're beginning this new year together. We have a lot of resolutions, God willing. But one of the things that we need to do as disciples is to not be afraid to move forward with our life. We all encounter pain and suffering. That's part of our journey here on earth. But we can't let that define who we are. We're journeying towards heaven together. We're walking together. But we got to live our life. And we have to see each gift. Each day is a gift from God. We're on a journey. We are so on a journey towards heaven. And as I look at all of you this morning, God has sent each and every one of you people to walk with you in life, has he not? People that deeply love you. People that love you when you're grumpy and grouchy, just as you love them. So this beautiful journey of life, how blessed we are that we're not alone, and how we have an opportunity to make sure that others are not alone either. I've been to Huntington Hospital, I think, 6 times in the last 48 hours. We have a lot of sick parishioners right now with the flu. And every single time I went into the hospital, whether they were a parishioner or not, they had a smile on their face, not because I was there necessarily, but because a family member was with them. What you do for people when they need you the most, they're going to remember that. So don't be afraid to journey with people. And finally, my reward that New Year's Day was an amazing donut and a great burrito. And I actually liked the parade. I thought I was going to be bored, but I drank the Kool-Aid and I like it, okay? But our reward is heaven. Heaven. We lose so much sight of that every day, that we're getting towards heaven. Every day we're a day closer to being there. So that's what our journey is about as disciples. It's to walk with each other, to support each other, and to keep on going until we are all together in heaven. So my dear friends, where are we journeying towards? Where do we want to go? Heaven. Heaven. So let's walk with each other. So look at this, accompanying each other. Beautiful. Helping each other out. They're living out the gospel now, okay? These beautiful parishioners got up. They didn't say, that's my seat since 1965. How dare you? Oh, I saw that on Christmas Eve. Trust me. Oh, you should have seen my priest text thread on Christmas Eve, all right? So, we walk with each other. We welcome each other. And we journey with each other until we are in heaven. Amen? Amen. So in this 2025, this brand new year, who is Jesus asking you to journey with? So they are never alone. And so together, we will end up in heaven.